Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shiloh 2020. My own turnaround encounter. All across the globe, wherever you are tonight, give God glory, give God praise, give Him thanks. No one like Him. He kept you alive since Shiloh 2019, and you are here again at Shiloh 2020. Your testimonies of 2019 did not fail. Another testimony is coming again at Shiloh 2020. As you thank Him, begin to declare, Shiloh 2020 is my Shiloh. 2020 is my Shiloh. 2020, my turnaround encounter. Somebody wave your hand, give Him more praise. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Heavenly Father, we thank you again because you brought us by yourself. And everyone you bring, you always lift. Therefore, let there be lifting for someone here tonight. Everyone at any of the viewing centers or in their private homes or anywhere they are, even in their vehicles, let your word reach out to everyone tonight. Let turnaround encounter begin right now. At the end, let your name be glorified. And all who believe, say a very loud believing amen. Please give God a big hand and take your seat. Tonight, I want to count it a very great honor and privilege to bring the first word, which is going to be preparatory to the word that God has given to His servant for us tonight. And I do believe that the same grace at work upon His life will be manifest right now. Amen. I want to quickly also appreciate my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, the apostle over this commission, for believing in me to follow him over these years. It tells us about the challenge anyone who follow him will have, but he does not tell you how much that we have also created around him. But with patience as a father, he kept educating us, lifting us up, giving us opportunity to stand where he stands. And by the grace of God, I'm standing here tonight as assigned to me to bring the word on getting set for a turnaround encounter. Get set. Help me tell your neighbor, get set. In every race, the first thing the umpire does is to say, on your mark, get set, and thereafter what? Go. Without getting set, the going cannot be great. Only those who get set, we go far, we go fast, and we end the race well. The race of Shiloh 2020 is starting now. Tell your neighbor again, get set. Say it with all seriousness. And if you are, say with me, I am set. Convince yourself, I am set. All of us have common starting point, but we have different ending points. It's my prayer that at the close of Shiloh 2020, you will not be found at the back. Your position must change at Shiloh 2020. Your level must change at Shiloh 2020. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, God does not visit his people without notice. He is not an haphazard God. Before he goes to a place, he gives notice. Exodus chapter 19, verses 10 all the way to 14. God wanted to come down to visit his people. And he said unto Moses, go unto the people and do what? Sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And that's what he will do at Shiloh 2020. The God of Shiloh is coming down again. In all the viewing centers, God of Shiloh will appear again. And down the line of that passage, we saw how that the Lord came down. He gave notice. Prepare them. Joshua chapter 3 verse 5 is the same process. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Somebody who believes, say loud, amen. So God does nothing without giving notice to his people. In case somebody is here, you didn't prepare well before you came to Shiloh. God is giving you a chance to prepare. And in case somebody prepared before he came, is giving you a chance to get more prepared. Because preparation is never too much. Amos chapter 4 verse 12. God is determined. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I have determined to do this unto you. Can't you see God is focusing on you? He's determined to do something to you. Something unto you. He said, therefore, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Why must we get said? It is so as to be prepared for what God has prepared for us. Please listen to this. God does not need to prepare things because he has already prepared them. But he needs to prepare his people for the things which he has already prepared for them. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. I have not seen, nor he has heard, neither has it entered to the mind of any man, the things which God has prepared. He has already prepared them. He does not prepare things. He only prepares his people for the things which he has prepared for them. 1 Corinthians 3:21. All things are yours. All things are ready for you. All things. Can I tell you something tonight? What you need is already prepared at Shiloh 2020. Luke 14:17, Jesus in a parable told about a man who made a feast, and he sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden. Shiloh 2020 is a supper time, it's a feast time. Come, for all things shall be ready. Is that what it says? All things are what? Does that include your own? So me, my own is ready. My turnaround encounter is ready. My shame will give way to glory. My barrenness will give place to fruitfulness. Why? Because all things are now. Not just ready. Now. Now. So me, now. So don't wait till impartation time on Saturday. You can begin to take your own right now. So may I take mine right now. It is very clear from scriptures that our preparation is what places limit on our turnaround encounter. Nothing places limit on your encounter, not even the devil. When you are prepared, God is ready. When you are prepared, Satan disappears. Jotham became great because he prepared his way before the Lord, not because the devil went on break, but because he prepared his way before the Lord. Satan is not to blame for what you don't have. Your preparation should be queried. God is ever ready, so we must be ready. We are not waiting for God, as it were, but God is waiting for us. Help me tell your neighbor, God is waiting for you. Say also, when you are ready, God is ready. But what does it take to get set, to get ready, to get prepared for your own turnaround encounter? And I want you to please follow carefully. What does it take? What will I need to do to assess my own turnaround encounter? Number one, sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself. What is sanctification? Simply put, it means to purge yourself of filthiness, to purify your heart. Your sanctification is God's passage into your life. Without cleanliness, there cannot be acceptance of anyone before the Lord. Remember the passage we began from? Exodus chapter 19, verse 10. The emphasis is sanctify them. Sanctify them. Sanctify them. Sanctify them. Let them wash their clothes. Now, in scriptures, cloth represents the heart. In the days of Joel, after Joel proclaimed to the people the need for them to turn to the Lord, they started tearing their clothes. And Joel said to them, rend your heart and not your garment. So the heart is equated for cloth. Rend your heart. Tear your heart open. Free yourself from hard-heartedness. Come out of your iniquity. Abandon your sinful way if you want God to give you your turnaround. You got to clean up if you want God to show up. It is not your turn for God to show up until you clean up. There are many things we beg God to do for us that we don't need to if we will accept responsibility to do what we ought to do. God has been looking for you. Stop telling him, oh God, come down. Rather, prepare yourself to meet with your God. That's the order. And the key preparation is your sanctification. Your sanctification. Remember Joshua chapter 3 verse 5. Sanctify them. Sanctify them. Do you know you can appear before God and not enjoy his appearance? That happened to Joshua, the high priest. In Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, you can get back to study that by yourself. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his right hand to do what? To resist him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuked you, O Satan, even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem, rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? You can see how precious you are. But there was something on Joshua that Satan could not go away from. Verse 3. Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. He was clothed with filthy garment. What brought Satan's interest is the filthy garment. Sin invites God. Holiness, sanctification. Sin invites Satan, but sanctification invites God. Satan has the right to enter into the life and the house of anyone who carries sin in his house, because sin is his property. God said, I want to come down, but I cannot do that until you sanctify them. We know the story of Isaiah 2 in chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And I saw myself in sin. And I began to weep. And a coal of fire was taken from the altar to touch my tongue. And it was declared, today your sins are cleansed from you. It was only after that that Isaiah could have turnaround encounter. Wonderful people of God. In case you are here tonight, there is something you are hiding in your life. This is pure gospel. Will you drop it? Will you turn? Will you repent? For if we repent of our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us by the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Your sanctification is God's passage to your life. I have a testimony here of one brother, Solomon, you. He said he had heart problems with his eye. He couldn't read and see clearly. Also, there was a strange movement which tormented him. He said he's been in hospitals, took many medications, but nothing happened. He said, last week, God told me, come to Canaan land. There is something waiting for you. I obeyed. Last Sunday morning, when Bishop was ministering on sanctification, he taught us on the benefits of living a godly life. And I was touched. Now, hear this. I did not pray for healing. Instead, I repented of my sins. And I spoke to God about my sanctification. And while prayer was going on, I had a vision where the bishop laid his hands on my eyes. Now, my eyes can see clearly. I can read the smallest letters. Secondly, the strange movement in my body disappeared. In fact, I am totally transformed. That is a testimony of someone who took the first step leading to his turnaround encounter. Clean up if you want God to show up. The object of sanctification is to bring us into spiritual alignment with God. Spiritual alignment with God. God cannot be flowing in one direction and you are flowing in another direction. A pipe that must carry water must be connected to the source, and not only that, everything blocking it must be removed. You cannot pour fresh oil in a dirty vessel. You can't do that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, without holiness, without sanctification, no man can see God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, it says, your sanctification is the will of God. And when you have done the will of God, you will obtain the promise. Something happened in the days of Uzziah. Chapter 7, verse 1. God said, when I will have healed Israel, when I will have touched Israel, when I will have given turnaround encounter to Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered. Every time God wants to bless you, as it happened to Zechariah, if you carry filth in your life, Satan will appear and say, Lord, you can't do that. Your eyes are purer than to behold evil. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13. God wants to reach you, but his hands are held down or held back by iniquity. And that's why tonight, if you have anything you are hiding, you got to drop it. There are things you need to put off before God can step in. Exodus 3 verse 5. He said to Moses, put off your shoes. Put off your shoes. There are garments you need to put off. Put off. Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. It tells us, put off. Put off. There are things you need to put off. Anger, wrath, malice, wickedness, stealing, drinking. There are things you need to put off. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 all the way to 32 also tells us of the things we need to put off. There are things to put off before God can step in. It is our individual responsibility to sanctify ourselves. 1 John 3:3. Let everyone that had this hope, the hope for turnaround encounter, purify himself even as he is pure. Purify himself as he is pure. Of course, sanctification can be assessed by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, we can be purged by the blood of Jesus from our iniquity. We can also get sanctified by the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 to 11, we are sanctified by the Spirit of the Lord, engaging the power of the Holy Ghost, walking in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. And those are the things we'll be doing at Shiloh 2020. So get ready. The Lord will visit you mightily. Yeah. Our sanctification also comes in prayers. Jesus was praying. Luke chapter 9 verses 28 to 29. And his garment became white and glistering. Every field was of him. Praying saints, in all probability, are sanctified saints. Number two way to get set for turnaround encounter. Clearly define your mission for attending Shiloh 2020. What am I here for? Because wherever there is no definition, there will be many deviations. John chapter 1 verse 9, very clear definition. Revelation rather, chapter 1 verse 9. John the beloved speaking. I, John, who also I am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isles that is called Patmos. For what purpose? For the word of the Lord. I am in Shiloh 2020 for the word of the Lord, not for ceremony, not to see people, not to see old friends, but for the word of the Lord, for the word of the Lord, for turnaround encounters. Clear definition will save you from many deviations. If your eye be single, the whole of your body shall be full of light. Number three, be spiritually alert. Spiritual repositioning is required to catch what God is showing and what God is saying. In the past Shiloh, we see God gets his people into making them hear what he's saying and making them see what he's showing. God is saying something. God is showing something. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. I will stand upon my watch. Watch, that means I will be at alert. And set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see. I will watch to see. Everyone in Shiloh must assume the place of a spiritual hunter, hunting for his own word. I will watch to see. I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I'm prepared. I mean, reproof. And in the process, verse 2. The Lord answered me. Your watchfulness, your alertness determines the answer you get. The Lord answered me. At Shiloh 2020, God will answer you. At Shiloh 2020, God will answer you. Where you stand and how you stand determines what you see and what you hear. Where you stand and how you stand determines what you see and what you hear. Again, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Because John had positioned himself, I was in the spirit in the last day, and I heard behind me a great voice. You see, when you are before the Lord with alertness, the voice will become so clear and great and strong that you cannot miss it. It was as a sound of a trumpet. Very clear. No confusion about it. And chapter 4, verse 2 of the same revelation. Chapter 4, verse 1. It said, and the after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up hither, come up hither. There is a place to go to, and I will show you things that must be hereafter. There is a level where you can't see what God is showing. You have to climb up. And what are you to climb up from? You have to climb up from carnality. You have to climb up from worries, from anxiety. You have to climb up from the things you left at home. You have to climb up from distractions. Come up either. Come up either. Find your way to the top where God will show you what He's showing to you. And that simply stands for spiritual alertness. Create moment of quietness around you, because the things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 12. God wanted to show Elijah something. He took him to the mountain. At the mountain, when he got there, there was fire. There was earthquake. There was the blowing of the wind. But God was not there. And after that, a still, small voice. At Shiloh 2020, concerning that business, concerning your career, at prayer time, at what session, you will hear clearly what God is saying to you. You will hear clearly what God is saying to you. And finally, number 4, what must you do to get yourself set for turnaround encounter? Be fervent in prayer. Every moment at Shiloh for you must be a moment of prayer. Not only when we are gathered. At your private time, fervency in prayer is an attraction to divine encounter. We saw how Jesus experienced turnaround encounter in prayer. Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. It was time for him to be baptized. All others were busy watching, but Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. And praying, the heaven was open. Every time somebody gets engaged in praying, heaven is open. And a voice came to him, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Before then, they have seen him as carpenter's son. God came out and spoke, this is not carpenter's son, this is my son. At Shiloh 2020, God will describe you as who you are. At Shiloh 2020, every mistake people have made about you shall be corrected, and God will give you a name. We saw also how he prayed in chapter 9, verses 28 to 35. As he prayed, the voice came from heaven, verse 35. As he prayed, a voice out of the cloud came saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. At Shiloh 2020, you will hear the clear word concerning your next phase of life. Nobody ever experienced turn around and encounter praying casual prayer. Casual prayer cannot bring you turn around encounter. Bartimaeus encountered turn around by praying fervently. Fervency in prayer is very crucial. Hannah prayed fervently for turn around encounter. So at Shiloh 2020, let your prayer be loaded with fervency. When it's time to pray, pray to a point that you too, you know you are praying. Pray to a point that God cannot but give you attention. At Shiloh 2020, your prayer will bring you your turnaround encounter. Are you set to receive that? Rise to your feet with me right now. And I want you, in the next 1 minute, you pray the kind of prayer that God cannot say no to. Pray with fervency. Pray with seriousness. I want to encounter, turn around on this ground. Shiloh 2020 is my Shiloh. Somebody pray right now. Somebody raise your voice and pray. Raise your voice and pray. Pray like Hannah did. Pray like Bartimaeus did. Pray like Elijah prayed. Pray as if you are the only one here. If you can, pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Raise your voice and pray. Jesus prayed, a voice came for him. At Shiloh 2020, God's voice is coming down for someone to change your story, to change your position. Bartimaeus' position was changed when he prayed. As you pray this prayer, your position is changing. Your location is changing. As Bartimaeus' position, location changed, the story of Hannah changed as she prayed. Pray the prayer that will change your story. Jacob's name was changed when he prayed with fervency. Pray your prayer. Pray your prayer. Pray your prayer. Bringing about the change that you desire. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. At Shiloh 2020, you will encounter turn around. Please give Jesus a big hand and take your seat.
Shiloh 2020.